Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, if you're listening to us in your car, did you have to pay a toll today? And if so, would you have taken a different route to avoid that toll? That question is turning into a headache for officials in Pennsylvania, where a state audit found that the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission has an unsustainable level of debt and that raising tolls will force drivers to find alternate routes. Joining us now is Eugene DePasquale, Pennsylvania's Auditor General who conducted that audit. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy, for having me today.
And what's the core of the problem? Why aren't you bringing in enough money to pay the cost of doing business?
Basically, the Pennsylvania Turnpike was required by the legislature to give money to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation for road and bridge projects and public transportation. The issue that really made this, you know, almost borderline financial catastrophe is that the tolling of I-80 was rejected by the federal government in 2010. When that rejection happened, there was then no additional revenue coming into the turnpike, so they then have to keep spiking the tolls up on the toll road that already exists, and it's just an unsustainable revenue moving forward.
So would you say it's more of a problem of the money that you're having to spend or the money that's coming in?
Well, it's actually both. So they were required to spend more money by the legislature than they have coming in because it was anticipated that they were going to have this tolling on 80. So it's in a sense both. They're not getting the revenue in they were projected, and thus they're still forced to spend the same money, and they just don't have the money to pay for it, so they have to keep borrowing, and the debt is simply unsustainable. And this is what our audit found, and that is the Turnpike is relying on a model of where they're going to increase tolls 53% in the next 8 years while also anticipating that they're going to get 44% greater traffic volume, which to me is just the definition of unrealistic.
Well, how much do you think tolls could go up before you start sending drivers to find alternative routes? I see that it already is going to cost more than $50 to cross the state on the turnpike.
That's correct. We think that we're starting to move into that territory already. Now, I do understand if you move tolls up at some level of a rate of inflation, that's probably manageable for most motorists. But when you're talking about getting, certainly above inflation, which has been the last couple of years, but moving into the 50% category, clearly, you know, look, truck drivers, they have computer models now to figure out what's the cheapest route and the quickest route to get there. They're just going to start using Interstate 80 across the state and other back roads to avoid the tolls because the cost will be prohibitive, and other drivers will start doing the same thing. And we've already seen in the last 3 to 4 years, it started really in 2011, that the increase in vehicle traffic that had been happening since the beginning of the turnpike had started to level off. So I think that's partly at least attributed to the toll increases over the last 3 years to begin with.
There was a surprising number in this report, which was that you're losing tens of millions of dollars from people who don't pay the tolls. They just go through. Now, I go through a toll every single day, and I thought if you didn't pay the toll, they'd come after you. So what's going on there?
They take a picture of your license plate, and they send you a bill. But Pennsylvania is one of only a couple states in the country that has no other mechanism to force payment. So, you know, when you go get your, you know, vehicle renewed or you get your driver's license renewed, they don't make you pay that bill for the uncollected tolls as well. And so there's now legislation pending in Harrisburg that hopefully will get action in the fall to change that, because you're talking tens of million dollars a year where people just blow through the toll and then they don't even pay it.
Do you expect Pennsylvania will follow the lead of states like Florida and Illinois and just get rid of toll booths altogether and have these automatic systems that just take a picture of your license plate as you drive through?
I think that day is eventually coming. I would say it's at least 5 years away, though, from the climate, politically speaking, and how the negotiations go with the Turnpike Commission and depend on some other issues. But I do think that day is inevitable.
And when you look at the overall picture in Pennsylvania and the money going out and the money coming in, have you talked to your colleagues in other states? And is it a situation that is unique to Pennsylvania because you have to spend some of the money that you get on public transit and bridges and roads and all of that? Or is this something that is a problem across the country?
Funding public transit is an issue all across the country, but how we're doing it makes it unique that the Turnpike and the Toll Road Commission has this overloaded burden of debt. So we did look at our surrounding states in the toll road, and the other states were not nearly as bad as we were.
And I imagine there are some people listening to this saying, well, you should be paying for public transit because it'll cut down on the traffic on your roads and it's good for the overall population.
As a former three-term legislator before I became the state auditor general, I am a huge proponent of public transportation. It's just that you have to have revenue to pay for it, and this is not a sustainable way to pay for it.
That's Eugene DePasquale, who is Pennsylvania's auditor general. Eugene, thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me, Jeremy. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And whether you're standing, sitting, driving, or taking public transit, you're listening to Here and Now.